All right, it's Friday, April 26th, 2024. Happy Friday. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano, a super quick and efficient way to get caught up as you start your day, and the show starts right now. Okay, all right, big stretch. We always start with the top story. This one broke yesterday, and it's dominating headlines everywhere. The New York State Court of Appeals overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 sexual assault conviction. The ruling said that the judge in his initial case didn't give Harvey a fair trial. They say the judge should not have allowed certain people to testify. So that means a new trial will take place. Those charges against him go back to square one. Kind of a shocker that nobody saw coming. In the meantime, though, he's not going to go chill at home. No, he's headed to California to begin serving a 16-year sentence for a separate assault case. Hey, on to sports here. Round one of the NFL draft went down last night in Detroit, Michigan. My Chicago Bears had the number one pick, and they scooped up quarterback Caleb Williams from USC, a former Heisman Trophy winner. Congrats, Caleb, and congrats, Chicago. I guess the first jersey he ever had as a kid was a Walter Payton jersey, so it's pretty cool that he's a Bear now. Also, in other Bears news, they just announced plans to build a brand new stadium right along the lakefront there in Chicago, a $4.7 billion state-of-the-art domed stadium. The Washington Commanders had the second pick, and they also took a Heisman-winning quarterback, Jaden Daniels from LSU. The draft continues tonight with rounds 2 and 3 on ABC and ESPN. Also, continuing this weekend, the playoffs for the NBA and the NHL. I've become a hockey fan lately, more specifically, a Predators fan living here in Nashville. Go Preds! On to some entertainment headlines. Kim Kardashian was back at the White House yesterday discussing criminal justice reform, an issue she's been very vocal about for years. While there yesterday, she met with Vice President Kamala Harris. Actress Sophia Bush is making headlines right now. You might know her from One Tree Hill or Chicago PD. Well, yesterday, she confirmed her relationship with a woman named Ashlyn Harris, a soccer player. Ashlyn Harris. She said that now that she's come out publicly, quote, "I finally feel like I can breathe." If you ever run into Emma Stone, call her Emily. That's her real name. And she just said in an interview that she prefers to go by Emily. It was one of those things where when she started acting, there was already an Emily Stone. So she went with Emma. In this interview, she was asked if she would correct a fan that called her Emily. And she said, no, that would be so nice. I would like to be Emily. And lastly, this is a heavy one, but Tiffany Haddish has a memoir coming out. And while promoting it, she revealed that she's had 8 miscarriages due to her endometriosis. Dang. Her book is called I Curse You With Joy, and it's out May 7th. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and some movie and TV news here. First off, a couple of the new movies out this weekend if you're looking for something to watch. Zendaya's new tennis movie, Challengers, is out now. Bill Skarsgård is in a pretty violent new movie called Boy Kills World. Jennifer Hudson and Common star in a sci-fi movie called Breathe. A couple music documentaries out now. Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story is out now on Hulu. And Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance. That's out now on Max. In other movie news, it was just announced that the Lord of the Rings trilogy is going to be back on the big screen this summer. It's going to be the extended editions of those movies. Yes, I know it was a common complaint that those movies weren't long enough. You'll have to be quick, though, because it's only 3 days in June. One movie each day in theaters. It's being reported that Jennifer Aniston has signed on to produce a remake of the classic movie 9 to 5. There's Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin in the original. And people are already wondering if they're going to be a part of the remake. That'd be cool. Okay, it's hard to know what's real sometimes, but there are a handful of stories out there claiming that John Travolta and Nicolas Cage will both be back for Face Off 2. That was the movie where they switched faces, and there could be a sequel. Not confirmed yet. But rumors are they'll both be back for it. In TV news, for the first time in 18 years, Dan Rather is returning to CBS. He left the network in 2006, and he's going to be the subject of a CBS Sunday Morning profile this weekend. Lastly, my son is very excited about this. Knuckles, a character from Sonic the Hedgehog, has a new show on Paramount Plus, and it's out today. Idris Elba and Adam Pauly are both back for it. All 6 episodes of Knuckles are out now. This show is supported by AG1. Much like this podcast might be part of your morning ritual, drinking a glass of AG1 is my morning ritual. I've tried a lot of different things over the years, and this is by far my favorite nutritional supplement. I try to eat healthy, I always do, but AG1 is filling in a lot of those nutritional gaps that I'm just not getting from food alone. I drop one scoop of this powder into a glass of water every morning, and boom, baby, I'm off. I'm doing amazing things for my gut health, my energy, stress support, immune health. It's doing wonders inside this body of mine. And if you're ready, I have a deal for you. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/firstthing. Again, drinkag1.com/firstthing. Right on to some music news here. First off, it's New Music Friday. A few new things out there if you're looking for something to listen to. Louis Tomlinson, formerly of One Direction, he just dropped a surprise live album. It's called Live. 15 songs recorded at 15 different shows in 15 different cities. That's out now. Mark Anthony put out his 15th album today. The band The Pet Shop Boys also released their 15th album today. It's a lot of 15s. Weird coincidence. St. Vincent, I like her. She has a new one out. Iron and Wine, I like him. He has a new album out as well. The band Alien Ant Farm, they're still doing their thing. Their 6th album is out today. And Anita has a new one called Funk Generation. I know Sam Smith is on a track with her. In other new music news, Eminem just announced his next album. It's called The Death of Slim Shady. Oh no, it's going to be out this summer. And Drake has now removed his song Taylor Made Freestyle from all platforms. That was the one in which he used an AI-generated Tupac voice. Tupac's people threatened legal action, and now the song has been taken down. Lastly, we found out yesterday that Reba McEntire is going to host the ACM Awards this year for the 17th time. It's a job she's familiar with. That ceremony is going to be held May 16th, and it'll be streamed live on Peacock. Right, a few additional headlines here before we part ways for the weekend. Another one of the major headlines out there continues to be the growing number of Gaza-related protests on college campuses across the country. While the protests grow, the number of arrests is growing as well. And now we just found out that USC has canceled its main stage graduation ceremony over safety concerns. They're still going to have smaller ceremonies for individual majors, but the big one isn't happening. In international news, I'll be honest with you, I've never seen the movie Moulin Rouge, and I've never been to Paris, so I don't totally understand this one, but I read that the windmill on top of that famous Parisian venue, the Moulin Rouge, fell apart. Nobody was hurt, but the blades fell off and broke the sign. Tragedy in Paris. In food news, today is National Pretzel Day, so naturally a bunch of the big pretzel joints have deals. Wetzel's Pretzels and Auntie Anne's, to name a couple, they're both offering freebies today. In water news, Perrier had to destroy 2 million bottles of water after fecal bacteria was found in one of their wells in France. They say all the bottles that are on the market are currently clean and safe, so don't worry. Poop-free water. Drink up. Lastly, I always end with something positive, something to feel good about. And yes, while poop-free water is definitely a good thing, I have something else. I just saw a story about a woman named Isabella getting her nursing degree, and the traditional pinning ceremony was very emotional for her. She received her pin from a nurse named Sarah Longest, who had actually taken care of Isabella 22 years earlier when she was born prematurely. Isabella weighed 2 pounds, 7 ounces when she was born in 2001. And I mean, what a real full circle moment for both of them to be on that stage in Michigan. That's very cool. Congratulations to Isabella and to Sarah for being a part of that. I love that. And this show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. Thanks for being here, my friends. I really do appreciate you sticking with me. Happy to be back doing this podcast daily. If you're not following on Instagram @firstthingpod. And please, as the man says,
please tell your friends about this show.
Thank you.